This Saturday, you're having another finance committee meeting. How are things going with this budget prioritization?
Going pretty good. Everybody's working hard on going through the cards and setting their priorities. I'm expecting probably 70-75% general agreement by the time we get to Saturday. Independently, I think we'll come to that. I don't see a lot of reasons not to. But I think a lot of our discussion will be on the nuances of, you know, how to move that forward.
Can you give us any sneak preview on what some of the priorities will be? Obviously schools, I'm sure.
Well, I think schools, I think airport, those kind of things. A lot of mandatory services aren't going to be there. I think there'll be a lot of discussion in terms of revenue enhancements, what we might do in terms of adjustments on sales tax or something like that.
Anything specific on the chopping block you're looking at?
I'm not going to talk about that now. I've got a few ideas, but I'm sure I may be in the minority.
And you're looking at what, maybe $3 or $4.5 million a year you need to look for?
Yeah, in either revenues or reductions. You know, we can do that over a 2 or 3 year period. We don't have to hit it all in 1 year.
So it's not a budget shortfall right away?
Okay. No, because we have a pretty healthy fund balance. So I think that's part of some of our discussion, too.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Michelle, keep it private.